We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Settle down, Captain Happy.
So Shaletta brings in some food today.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes before you arrive, Shaletta, Adam talked about how hungry he was. Okay, talked about a hungry bus.
It's just a lies.
And we're some I then offered even to help out if he would just get me a malt from Walking Dog.
Oh.
And what do you think he said?
He's shaking his head no, so I'm guessing the answer was no.
Yeah. Is that a fair factual?
No, not in close.
That's a shame.
Well, it is true you wanted me to get you something. Fetch you like some food, and I said no.
Yeah, I went
like your Uber Eats.
Yeah,
no
Uber. This
you said? Didn't you say you were hungry?
No, I said I hadn't had lunch yet, and I'm not going to get a shake.
What's the difference? Yeah,
that means hungry. To
what
me.
Is no, the difference?
Some days I might not get lunch.
You shared it with us, Dan. Did he share it with us? Yes or no? No extrapolation.
That would be no.
No, he did. He said,
"I didn't have lunch.
I haven't had lunch yet." That's and what I'm.
That's still
the phrase.
True.
I haven't had lunch.
Oh, that after you were haranguing him for about 5 minutes. Yeah, then he said it.
Yeah. Well, that's my normal MO. What's the difference?
It's Friday.
You're browbeating the poor guy.
It's Friday. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, poor little innocent over here.
Thank you.
Oh my Shaletta. There he is.
I risked my life. I
mean, this week. That's what it was.
I looked death in the face. I risked my life this week just so I wouldn't have to hear for the next 5 years. Hey, remember both the fire alarms when you just went running out into the
Wait a minute,
into
what
the streets?
Okay. Okay.
He's the news guy. He can't deliver the news. I will. So about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Fake news.
Ten years ago, the fire alarm went off in this building.
Okay.
Everybody in this building except two dopes stayed in this building. Dope number one is talking. Dope number two has his bow tie on today because it's Bow Tie Friday.
Why are y'all standing in the building when the fire alarm is on?
Because nobody told us.
Okay, you need somebody. Oh, because it doesn't go off in here.
Exactly.
Well, there's a strobe in here that
they knew
flickers.
It was happening.
Yeah, we knew that there was.
No, I did not. I did not.
You did and didn't tell him. So it was a murder-suicide you were trying to.
Hold on a second. Exactly. It's our building. Wait a second. Something's malfunctioning? Like that? That's a shocker. Like lights would be going on and they're not supposed to be going on. Like I'm supposed to assume.
That,
so then you'd think newsman would be like, hey, I'm the captain. I'm going down with the ship. No, he went to a bar and was having a cocktail with John Williams and called in and wanted to see how crispy we were on the grill.
Really, Adam? You didn't come in?
I was forced to leave.
As much snitching as you do, you didn't come in and say, hey, guys, wanted to report that.
Yeah, no. And so then this week, we're in the middle of plain politics.
Yeah. You got company. You got guests.
Company.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, people who don't live here don't
exactly.
show up.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Star Tribune, big knockers,
time.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the lights are going off, and people coming down. Now I'm ready for it. People come down the stairs, and they're looking at us. You know what they're looking at us like? It's Friday, like at the Humane Society. They're looking at us like,
you ain't
hey,
going to make it. That hey, one right there.
You're cute, but man, it's you're over.
Yeah.
But you know what? Newsman, this time, decided to stay. Here's my guess. He had just ate, and he was full. And he was full, and he did not, because he stayed this time.
Yeah, he didn't want to hit them stairs because the elevator stops working. That's what it was. He didn't want any more step count.
See, this is the flaw in your strategy by saying I wanted to stay this time so I didn't have to hear, because you're going to hear about this for the next 10 years anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well just let.
What would you have done? You're in here instead of cook, working the board and producing, and the lights are flashing, and this time they're legit.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be legit. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm getting the hell out of here. See, when I see people running, I start running too. You white people need to learn that. If you see people running down the stairs, you don't ask what happened or what's going on. You get your stuff and you start running too.
And you get them out of the way.
Yeah, knock them down. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I learned that. And then One of the sweetest people in this building is Kim. She banged on the newsroom. You have to get out. You have to get out. You know what she did to us? Nothing.
Yep. Wow.
Not Dan, did she do anything?
I saw her walk by.
Chad, it's some people in this building that don't like you. That's what I'm, you know, it's just a repeat theme, you know. It's just Adam didn't tell you, Kim didn't tell you. I mean, let me tell you.
Yeah.
There's some folk in here that don't like
you. I know that. I know that. But I survived. I'm the one to look death in the eye. This guy, this little, you know, precious little flower over there was just worried, you know. Hey, here's the thing. He goes to a tanning salon twice a week anytime. So what's the difference if he gets a little more color?
A little more cream. He look like my cousin. We can invite you to the barbecue.
He goes to pedicures.
He looks like my cousin.
He goes to a place to get pedicures called Butter Hands or whatever. What is it called? fancy fingers, whatever they call it.
I don't know, but I hope there is a place in town called Butter Hands.
I'm peeing on myself. Butter Hands. I knew I should have worn my poise pants.
Plymouth. Is that what you tag? Poise?
What's my place in Plymouth? I'm going to have to look it up right now.
Like, you really go get your nails done?
I get a pedicure.
Feminine fingers.
I've never had a manicure.
Uh-huh. But you let somebody touch your feet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, she's not bothered by a guy. She's bothered by any other human being touching someone's feet, correct?
Well, both. A little bit of both. You know, the germ, you know, is number one, but then number two.
So, in other words, I'm not macho enough now because I get a pet.
Literally.
I just, you know, I don't know if I need to sign you up for the skinny pants patrol or what's going on.
Only one of us in here wears skinny pants, and I'm looking right at him, and he lifted him up there pretty good. What is my Plymouth nail place? They're going to be
You know what? I'm mad that he has a nail place. Is that bothering anybody?
Oh, the name is perfect, too. I mean, it's...
No, it's not.
It's Butterfingers or something like that?
It's like feminine...
Feminine hygiene products. What the hell? Where you go?
Glamour nails.
Glamour nails. Yes. See?
Okay. I do have a problem with any man I know.
Glamour nails.
Glamour nails to get their feet.
Shout out to Glamour Nails in the Lunds, Byerly's, Dr.
God.
In the same shopping center as the greatest dentist in America, Dr. Lee Lira. Okay. If we get, Glamour Nails. If they come down here next week to give us a pedicure, are you doing it?
Oh, for sure.
But he's not going to go seek them out.
I'm not going to go walk into a door that's
he's not making appointments. They don't know him by name.
Oh.
Okay, so when you walk up, what's the decor? Is there like a woman's hand holding the rose on the glass and you just walk past that and get your manly feet done?
No, there are men and women in there. We don't judge people on the color of their skin or what is below the Mason-Dixon line. We judge them on their character.
Mm-hmm. There's a basket inside the front door where, you know what they put into it?
Yeah.
Your man card. You turn it in.
I turned that in a long, long time ago. All right, it's Feisty Fridays. The main play story in today's Star Tribune. 3 in 10 Minnesota adults are obese. We used to be better. We're about at the average now, Shaletta. The national average is just below 31%. We're at 30.1%. And in the story, the state health commissioner says sugary drinks are the largest sources of added sugars in American diet, and added calories from sugary drinks are strongly associated with weight gains and obesity. How about this one? She also cited research showing that young adults between 15 and 18 spend 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen. Just to add to the drink component here, only 42% refrain from daily consumption of sodas. Only 42%. Last year, more than 50% of respondents in Minnesota said they drank one or more per day. Okay, there's a wide spectrum of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people who actually work their butts off and eat and live healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they appear to be overweight, right?
Yeah.
But they do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, for whatever reason, have metabolism.
Yeah, just don't gain any weight.
Okay.
Hate those folks.
Yeah, I mean, there's, right? So how do we look at this? I mean, 30%. And some people have a problem, and Adam, you chime in next, on the whole BMI index, whether it's even fair or not. But how should we look at this? Because not for everybody, but for a lot of people, you do have control on a lot of this. Mm-hmm. A lot of illnesses, a lot of health issues. You haven't done a damn thing, and you have this. This one, you have a fair amount of control, and a lot of people are just saying, I don't care.
You know what? I think we're in an I don't care time in this country. I think we're at an I don't care time in society where people are living their best lives, and if it makes them happy to drink 10 damn Diet Cokes a day or 15 Sprites or 5 Fantas, then they're going to do it, and they're going to enjoy it.
Is
and
the Fanta still fairly popular?
The Fanta is, what? Where have you been living? People love lit. Fantas.
Fanta's lit.
Fanta is lit. He don't know what we're talking about.
No, seriously. That old man saying lit. I mean, seriously.
Fanta's 100.
Fanta keep it 100.
Yeah. Keeps it 100.
Yeah. So it's another way we just don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. I don't care.
And we just think, whatever the health is, just because a lot of health issues can occur out of this, it's not going to be me.
No, and if it is, that's what I got insurance for. We don't care. I read a story the other day. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was in the Star Tribune where this woman right here in the Twin Cities opened up a shop for women, of a certain weight, plus size sisters who want to go get, something to wear and can't find it in a normal store. And she was like, I don't want to be thin. I want exercise. I want to drink my juicy soda and my sugary drinks. And
My Fanta,
my Squirt, my Mountain Dew. And then I'm going to eat my Boudin and with my crackers and call it a day. Because this is who I am. This is what I want to do. And hell with everybody else who don't like it.
And you meant like real actual crackers there, right?
You're right.
Referring to
saltines,
the people in current custody.
Saltines.
So do you think that's about it? That when we're looking at 30%, what percentage of that 30% is just what Shaletta said? I don't care. It doesn't matter that much to me. I don't worry about it. You know what? This is who I am.
I don't know about that. I think more people than ever are at least trying to get fit and work out because it's...
Do we just end up featuring them, though? I mean, they're on TVs. We got all sorts of shows about them. Do you think... there's more information out there about getting fit, but do we have more people who genuinely are trying to get more fit? Because you think yes.
I do.
I don't.
I don't buy
I don't know who you
numbers.
Hanging with.
I still can't believe it's sugary drinks that is really the cause of this, too.
Man, sugary drinks have
many even
calories.
People, but there's a lot of crap food out there. Even food that's purportedly healthy is still garbage.
So we were talking about this at home the other day, saying, okay, we think we do an okay job eating healthy, but we're probably wrong way more than we think they are. But this is a topic we've covered a bunch, Adam. It's not cheap.
No, it's very expensive.
Oh, my God. That's part of the reason that the people in the inner city can't live healthier lives with food. You spend more money on healthy food. You know a bag of Cheetos will run you a long way.
That is exactly right.
You know?
Or it's not only expensive, you don't know how to prepare it.
Mm-mm.
Or, like if somebody literally—
Time, too.
If somebody, time, for sure. But if somebody came in and the four of us all showed what meals we were preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed like two or three of our healthy ones. Dan's out with his unique food situation. And the three of us showed our healthy ones. I'm thinking most chefs might come in and say, yeah, you think that.
Yeah.
But you're just wrong.
Because I'm making cabbage with a big old spoonful of pork grease in it. So I know whatever nutrients cabbage had, we
gone.
Ain't getting it at my house.
I didn't think that sounds. We're on cabbage.
Fried cabbage with cooked in bacon fat.
Like sauerkraut is cabbage, right?
No, I don't think so. I thought coleslaw was cabbage.
Coleslaw's cabbage. I don't mind cabbage.
Sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut. Yeah, that's cabbage.
That's cabbage, right?
Is that cabbage?
Yeah. Sauerkraut properly rated, by the way.
I love sauerkraut.
Very gassy, though. You get gassy when you eat sauerkraut.
Confirm sauerkraut is cabbage.
Yeah.
It is? Okay, that's new for me.
I think there's a huge amount of people, and we the three of us could be in that group, where we think maybe 30% of the time the food we're eating, that's healthy. That we're just fooling ourselves, and I don't think there's a chef coming to the house all the time to say, knocking on the door, right?
Yeah.
The thing about insurance, too, is there is a trickle-down effect, right? The more other people continue to have health issues and obesity issues, it's not just us.
Yeah.
If we're the ones who are consuming, it affects other people and costs.
Yeah. And you know, even work-related stuff. You know, you get sicker. You know, it's harder to recover. There's other illnesses that go along with that. But damn it, I'm still drinking my sugar drink. I mean, my plus-size meals. I'm going to supersize everything.
Well, you did your fast.
Yeah, I did my fast, so we're done with that.
Yeah. You did make it five days?
I made it up to the last day. The fifth day, we went to that burger dive place, and I thought I could make it. That's when I had my time.
What kind of person who's fasting goes to a dive burger place?
Somebody that doesn't want to fast anymore?
Yeah.
Somebody with, you know, normal willpower?
Yeah. 27 past 1 on this Feisty Friday. Shaletta's here for Feisty Fridays. Two Hot Mamas. What's coming up on the podcast?
Oh, man. You know, with the computer issues, we ain't had no podcast.
Okay, so a temporary pause.
But you can go veg out, though. You can go, you know.
Get caught up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Old shows. You know, maybe you're not familiar with the Two Hot Mamas podcast. But I did meet some guys the other day. I was working on a top secret story that I can't tell y'all about. That my family will be featured in a national news story that I can't talk about right now. But there were two guys, older guys, like 60-something years old.
Yeah.
And they walked right up to me and said, "We like it when you kick Chad Hartman's butt. We really love Feisty Friday." And the other guy was co-signing and shaking his head. And he was like, "I just signed up for the Two Hot Mamas podcast."
Perfect.
So we're for everybody. We're for everybody.
Can't we talk about what's going on?
No,
there's an NPR story.
We can talk about the NPR story.
You know what we should do, Adam? Let's talk about another network. You know, I mean, that always makes sense.
You know what? I pitch stories about me to us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, yeah, Shaletta, we already know. You're going. Get out of here.
So this is about what the Vikings and other NFL teams are doing.
Yep.
To help out families.
Who have special needs children.
Yep.
Because the kids melt down at the games. And, you know, they can't make it or take it. And, you know, the thing about it is, Adam, you know, we got these special needs kids, but we still want them to experience stuff.
Sure.
We don't want them to not say they've never been to a football game. We don't want to keep their older brother who's not developmentally challenged from going himself.
Right.
He wants to go, but then he also wants his siblings with him. He doesn't like leaving them behind. They don't like feeling left behind. So then we pay all his money and we go to these games. And they start clapping, and I got three kids on the ground kicking and screaming and crying.
Yep.
And so what they did was they put in a sensory-friendly room with the help of the folks at the Fraser Institute. So they have two therapists in the room, staff in the room to help you. And parents can bring their kids there. The lights are low. It's quiet. Their beanbag chairs. They're real fun, sensory-friendly things to play. There's a private restroom. And you can get your kids back to baseline and then go out and enjoy the game.
It's a great idea. I know you reached out to some of the smartest people around to decide if you should go.
Yeah,
and be
I was
a part
torn.
Of it.
I was torn.
You
Adam.
Were though. You know,
I was, and it's all seriousness. Like, you know, I have loyalty to the cause of Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
And you know, social justice, real social justice, not the stuff Jay-Z's doing. Real social justice in communities of color.
Do you think Jay-Z's being a sellout?
I think Jay-Z is not being a sellout. I think Jay-Z is being a businessman, and he has taken this money from the NFL,
yep.
And he is not on the front lines of social justice. When have you seen him go before Congress? When have you seen him at a march? When have you seen him speaking on behalf of people of color, marginalized people, on any of these television shows talking about what can be done to lower incidents of police shootings involving black folk, brown folk? No, you haven't. He is a businessman. He's a music entrepreneur. And you know what he's done with this money that he's taken from the NFL? He's doing concerts and T-shirts. He's not doing any rallies. He's not doing any education.
There are a lot of
programs.
People who know the story better than me, okay, would say that Jay-Z has done more things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That he hasn't been as visible. Mm-hmm. Do you buy that?
No.
Okay, you don't. You're not buying
that. No, I'm not.
So you were torn on, okay.
I was torn
You believe
about
that the NFL basically, they blackballed Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick,
And so then, what
and
do you do here?
And paid off anybody who wanted to support him.
Yeah.
And stifled the players who wanted to speak out. You know, the thing that we say all the time is the NFL loves black bodies, black minds, not so much.
Yep.
And so, you know, we set out the Super Bowl last year, because we were like, you know what? We support Cap. We're not going to watch. And we had kind of, you know, just kind of taken a step back from being as, you know, outspoken and outgoing and fans of the entire NFL, not necessarily the Vikings, but the entire NFL team. So when the Vikings, Adam reached out to me and said, we want you to come and you know, be a part of this autism, sensory friendly room at US Bank Stadium. Was I torn? I was torn.
Yeah, we talked for a long time. And my point was that I do believe Kaepernick, whether it was completely organized or was understood, has been not brought back in the league, clearly because of what he spoke on. It's his talents show that he absolutely should have been a part of the team. No doubt about it. My point was to judge to you about the Vikings organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe so much in Kevin Warren and Carr Nelson, and I think the Wilfs have been progressive about this. And I told you, go there.
You did.
If people interview you, mention that you're torn. Speak up about it, but see what your kids think of it.
Yeah.
Because it matters to you. Listen, you know Quentin from, you know, my guy is on the autism spectrum, mm-hmm. and we struggle going to games because he wants to, but then
right.
we have to leave at times.
Yeah.
And I think the Vikings and the other teams, I hope the other teams in town do the same damn thing, because we have more and more kids who are born on the spectrum who are no longer kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're young adults.
Yeah.
They're older adults, and they want to be a part of society also, including attending public events.
Exactly, because all their friends are going, and that's what they're talking about. But they can't participate. And so, you know, you can't take them in the nursing room because you've got an 8-year-old boy in the nursing room. These moms are trying to nurse, and it's
yeah.
quiet. And, you know, you can't have them in there and try to calm them down because they're screaming. You're going to upset all the babies, and the mothers don't want this little boy in there. Can't take them to the bathroom because the hand dryer's going off.
So there may be a prominent network that may be featuring the
there
Brundage family.
There may be a prominent network that may be featuring the Brundage family.
Soon.
Soon. And very soon.
What would you think if we had one of those rooms when Carter's manstrating?
Baby, I would build it. Where are the hammer and the nails?
I would love it.
You would love that room, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we need to put him to the side. Yeah.
On those days when I'm coming in there and doing the focus group stuff and just because people need to know this. When Adam's in his mood, right, Dan and Shalebo,
a lot of times I'm not even in the mood, but that will put me in the mood.
Stop that. So when he's in his crabbier moods, what do? I just agitate him even more.
And I don't know why, and I'm sitting here, Dan, when I'm in here by myself, I'm like, Lord, would you just please, Jesus.
Just one time.
Just, Lord.
Just agitate him even more.
Just, this is not it.
That's the point.
That's not it.
No, I know.
You do.
He knows I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. That's why he'd be up throwing paper at me. I'm between y'all.
Yeah.
He done agitated him one day so bad, Dan. I said something to him.
He threw paper at you. He literally threw paper at you. That does not stop.
He can't get to you.
Okay, yeah, but you true. Say that, but this is a man that at various times in early in his career here at WCCO Radio had lit matches thrown at him in the middle of a newscast. So,
who did that?
Relatively speaking.
Would you say I got off easy?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
might have. Yeah, that's my point.
Families don't want to talk at dinner. There is a study out from the Brits, 2,500 folks. A third of the families will sit in silence. They don't talk at all. They literally do not say a word. 44% would rather watch TV the entire time. 4 in 10 don't eat together at all.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
I don't know what house they at, Adam. Because when we sit down at the table,
so
it
are
is
you,
loud.
You're, okay, so you are everybody's eating at the same time?
Yeah.
And
breakfast and dinner, not lunch because they're at school.
Okay, they're at school, yeah. But in the summer, depending on everybody's schedule.
Yeah,
so you're communicating. We're not hooked up on the phones.
No,
we're not watching
no.
TV.
Put your communication devices in a drawer.
Yep.
Because they're going to get messy anyway. And sit down and eat. And my father-in-law, who's 81 years old, he's at the head of the table. And all the kids are there. And I have to tell him, hey, quiet. Where y'all get this talking from? Why y'all do so much talking?
I can't imagine where they get that from, Adam.
People.
Any ideas where Shaletta's kids would talk a lot? Okay, what do you think about that, Carter? So when you and the girls sit down, phones away, TVs off, sit inside, because you are a person who occasionally likes your silence.
He does.
Okay, so how do you balance this out?
Sadly, not well. I will let the girls kind of eat on their own, and, you know, I have just like a little diner counter thing, and I'll let them sit there and... sometimes if I prepared a meal, I'll say, okay, this is time we're going to eat together.
Yeah.
But
most of the time it's,
yeah.
have you prepared it?
Oh yeah.
Or
yes,
they are on their own.
No.
It sounds like it's almost a wilderness situation.
Yeah.
Shaletta, where he's like, okay, there's some animals
in the
back.
Woods.
Was that bit, was it in Sweden where they took the kids out to the forest?
It was, the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Yeah. No wonder Adam was for it. Yeah. It's like that every night at his house.
All right, kids, here's a knife and a string.
Now, Adam, do you let them use their social media devices? Do you let them have their phones while they're eating? Can they still kind of text and tweet and talk?
That sounds like a yes to me.
Most of the time, sadly. Yeah.
I'm a no. I'm an adamant no on that. I'm an
you don't?
We occasionally, I mean, one out of every 10 times the TV might be on. But, you know, my older boys are gone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not a phone.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Not while we're having dinner.
Mm-mm. And my kids will even say, if my husband's looking at something, Dad, you are on your phone. Mom, he's on his phone. They're snitching like Carter.
Oh, my God. It's like, it's serious.
They're rubbing off. Hold You're on. Rubbing off
hey,
on my
Sean.
Kids.
Sean might want to worry about something. The kids are snitches. What have we just discovered here? It's 1:45. That is the Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to call for a free estimate on Season Guard or Infinity by Marvin Windows. Calm down. We got 9 minutes. Okay, will you come over here and grab my laptop? Because I want you to see this.
I'm not grabbing anything.
Yeah,
did you hear that? That sounds like a setup.
I want you to see this. I want you to see this as live. I didn't want you to see it before. Describe what you're seeing. No, it's not Adam naked.
I don't know if I could put this into words.
It's Cam Newton.
It is Cam Newton.
Yes, it is. It's Cam after last night's game.
And this is how he came outside to talk to anybody.
The media and on national television.
Do you have the babushka on again?
God. What is the babushka? Is that a head rag?
Yeah, like Eastern European women who wear the...
Oh, okay. No, this is a ghetto head rag. This is a... It's a headscarf.
On Twitter, apparently they're comparing it to Susan Sarandon and Thelma and Louise. He's pushing back because it costs $415.
But his head rag, you can get a head rag at Walmart for 99 cents that looks just like this. He got cheated.
$415.
Apparently, I need to start sewing head rags, Adam Carter. I just buy them at Walmart and sell them to him for $450. He looks like, let me tell you what he looks like.
He's a handsome man.
He's a handsome man, but he looks like when you break up with your boyfriend and it's a real bad breakup. And you just can't bring yourself to brush your teeth or comb your hair.
So he's distraught.
You just put a rag on and you put your dog glasses on and you just hope nobody sees you, because all you need to do is go to the store and get some more water and milk. But you just want to get back to the house so you could curl up with your cat and keep crying. He looks like Mary J. Blige when she broke up with Casey Haley from Jodeci. It just looks really bad.
Well, that's how
right
Panther
now.
Fans feel right now, Carter. The way the Panthers are playing right now.
Baby, and his hair. What is going on with his hair?
Well, he is the most distinctive dresser, I think, in the National Football League. Carter, you with me on that?
Okay, distinctive does not mean good, right?
I
okay.
I mean, I like a lot of his stuff, and then other times I'm like, if we had the audio working right now, it'd be John Gruden time. What the hell? I mean, Carter, that is prime.
It's not
what
even
the
matching.
Hell?
He got too much money for this. He's got to have somebody dressing him better than that. Tell me some professional fashion consultant did not put this together.
I bet they did.
I hope they didn't.
Carter, on his own.
No, I think somebody's somebody. It together for him.
Yeah, somebody a lot of money. Okay, a woman in Louisville, I'm getting in trouble with that. Louisville, Kentucky, tried to buy a group of nearly 20 homeless people dinner at Taco Bell.
That's nice.
The manager ordered the bathrooms remain locked, the lobby closed, and kicked her out and all the people she was trying to help.
Oh.
When the manager asked what happened, she said she wasn't allowed to comment. One employee did talk, confirming that this individual, Shannon Gridley, had Tuesday night, she spotted people in the area, and she kept gathering more and more people.
Yeah.
And she went in. And she said, this is my card. I'm all in. And she was paying for them.
Yeah.
A security guard questioned one of the men in the group. When she saw what was going on, Gridley said she approached the guard and explained, I held up my credit card and said all these people are going to be ordering everything they want, and I'm paying for it. The employee working the cash register immediately turned and told the coworker, this is all going to be to go.
Oh.
Bag it all to go. Okay.
Oh.
One young woman, who Gridley said appeared to be about 16 years old, tried to use the restroom. That was locked. Employee told the group it had been cleaned about an hour before closing time, and the workers weren't about to clean it again. She protested. She told Taco Bell employees that she and her new friends were going to eat in the restaurant, and she said some of them needed to use the restroom. So Gridley put first $77 on the card, then $11 and $11 more. About that time, a worker came out and announced the dining room was closed, even though a few of the homeless men hadn't ordered. Neither had the nicely dressed man who also donated the cause. There was another guy in there.
Who saw what she was
saw
doing.
Saw doing. He goes, hey, here's another $10,
yeah.
Right? The employee spoke with a reporter, confirmed key parts of the story. The only place the stories diverge is that the employee thought it happened about a half hour later than she recalled. Taco Bell. And Taco Bell said the company understands that homelessness is an unfortunate issue and that the franchise looks forward to connecting with the local organization to see how they can help and work better together in the future.
Did they apologize?
Not seeing that here.
That's horrible. That is horrible. Dan, they were just trying to be a blessing. Oh, my God. You would think they would open it up and want to make these people feel welcome. What a wonderful story that would have been if they would have just thrown in some drinks and desserts and made them feel special and, you know,
rolled out the way. How about just let them eat in there for the food that she's paying for?
Right. Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like they're coming in ordering a bunch of stuff and nobody knows how this is getting paid for, which would be a concern if you're running that store.
She's holding
she's
the
holding
card.
The card. They're gonna,
she's there. I'm not buying that. We clean the bathroom.
And now it's locked. Now, what kind of
so what if it was anyway? If the restaurant's open, you the bathroom's open.
That's
it. Oh, they treated them so horribly. That is so wrong.
And
that is so wrong.
Don't clean the bathroom until the store closes.
I'm sorry.
I'm not buying that.
How many times are you going to a restaurant that is open and they say to you, not available?
Yeah. Or how many times have you gone into Taco Bell and the bathroom was clean? Let me put it right there. Let's drop it right there.
Close the bathroom. Who's Taco Bell? Better have that bathroom open.
Yeah, exactly. The Taco Bomb, okay? I mean, it's,
you know
I mean, that's a part of the situation. The employee also said that the manager threatened to have the homeless advocates with cars towed when they parked in the nearly empty lot to deliver food and water to homeless people who live nearby. God.
Taco Bell, you're better than that.
Oh
Taco
God.
Bell, okay. We need to go to the Google on this and see if Taco Bell is filing up to offer up any further clarification.
Or an apology. Don't tell me you're going to talk about homeless issues. You go find that woman and you go there and reimburse her the money she paid because she was treated unkindly. And then you find those homeless people and you put some tablecloths on and put a candle on there and you treat them like human beings and not dogs. Take it out back.
And maybe dump the employee, the manager, who said, hey, guess what? You're not good enough for our place.
And the last I checked, Taco Bell wasn't one of the number one fast food restaurants in America. You would think they would take all comers, any money they can get. I ain't never seen a line at the Taco Bell. I mean, Popeye's chicken, one thing. Taco Bell, not so much.
I think they're doing
That's why y'all going at 2 o'clock in the morning when you finish your business? You're going
to
Taco
Bell? Yeah, they're doing okay. They're
really?
Doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we're earning maybe the Taco Bell sponsorship off this. What do you think of Dan?
I don't think they're going to be sponsoring the studio.
You know what? The clowns in Louisville, we're out on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't even reach you're better
than
that.
I see no updates on that story.
No updates.
Nope.
They're hoping it goes away.
Well, I don't think it's going to, right? I doubt we're the only ones who are talking about it. We got to go.
No!
How about,
went by too fast.
How about you do the next hour and we'll all leave?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can do literally every job that we're doing right now.
No, it's okay. Thank you, though. Here.
You really didn't give serious consideration to that,
did you? Didn't even give it a pause. I mean, give it a breath, Shaletta.
Two Hot Mamas. Check it out. Radio.com. It is available to you. CBS News in a matter of moments. And my father on a variety sports bottom next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.